Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy B Dubs. I'm also live with my man BL Spitz, the founder of Vermont Hip Hop.
Yeah, founder of this hip hop shit, baby. Let's go, B Dubs. What's up with you?
Hey, not much, bro. Just chilling. I want to start off by saying it's a huge honor to have you on the show with me, my dude. And I just actually posted a status saying, you know, you've made it when BL Spitz is doing a show with you. So
no doubt, baby. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, the feeling is definitely mutual. You know, I got a lot of things going on right now. This is definitely big for me. You know what I mean? National radio, worldwide with this one. Haunt Entertainment, BL Spitz. Appreciate the opportunity. Vermont legend, Vermont hip-hop founder. We got action. Let's get him.
Definitely. And are you ready to take our first caller? Are you ready to take our first caller?
Yeah, no doubt, baby. Let's see what they got to say.
All right, Black Terror, who do we got?
Who we got?
413-727, you're live.
Hey, Black Tear, what's up? It's Angels in the house. How's it going, y'all?
Hey, what's going on, Angels?
How you doing?
I'm good. Good looks. What's up?
Ain't nothing up. What's up with you? It's Monday night. What are you getting into tonight?
Yeah, I'm straight chilling in the 413 right now. I'm shouting out to Black Tear. Shout out to Blackout Radio. Shout out to DJ Flipside. Shout out to Untouchable Magazines.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, King. Shout out to you, brother. Shout out to everybody else out there who's listening. Shout out to all the artists who are listening and who are on the call in the queue. Yeah, shout out to everybody. Blessings to you guys.
Definitely, and it's always a blessing to have you on the show, too.
Appreciate the support.
Thank
Mom.
You. Thank
talk.
You. I'm very grateful to be here. I got to give a shout out to Flipside Boss because he actually put me on some Wu-Tang mixtapes. There's two tracks of mine which you can hear on Wu Files 2 and Wu Files 4.
Okay,
so shout out to the Wu Lords and shout out to You God's Son, Intel, who's the other host for the other one.
All right. Okay, legendary
That's
feature.
What's up.
Legendary feature. Yeah. I like that.
And
shout out,
Jules,
yeah, yo,
I just wanted to let the callers in the queue know just to hold right where you are. And I also want to let them know, for those who don't know about Untouchable Magazine, if I'm wrong, Jules, correct me, but aren't you the first cover girl actually in the Untouchable Magazine, you said?
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. I'm the first cover girl of Untouchable Magazine. So shout out to John Taylor and all my family over there at Untouchable Magazine.
Yeah, this is true.
I mean, I'm like so blessed to be that. You know, like it's humbling, very humbling, and I'm setting the precedent for the ladies out there, yo. Because I know there's not a whole lot of girls out there in hip hop right now, and yo, I have to give a real quick shout out to Leroy Moore of the Crip Hop Nation, representing for the disabled, the deaf, the poor, and the elderly, because I'm on their new 10th anniversary CD, so I got to give a shout out to my family out there. DJ Jesse Quad, who produced my beats for my new single that just dropped on their anniversary album with Daryl McDaniels of Run DMC, so I got to give a shout out to him. And shout out to Wonder Mike of the Sugar Hill Gang. He's on there too, so I got to
legendary
give props
lineup.
To those guys and a lot of shine, you know? Because
it's not just about me,
it's not just about my talents, it's about what I can do to help others out there that, you know, need a platform and also need help. So that's what it's all about. And so if you want to look me up, check me out. My links are Ann Jewels, AnnJewelz on Facebook. I got one on Instagram. And then I've got a SoundCloud on there, too, underneath the same name. Shout out to Sean Byrne. I had to say goodbye to the man who started me back in the hip-hop by recording me after I'd lost my husband. So I got to give a shout out to him and his family. I'm going to get his radio, his stuff on the radio. So thank you for the opportunity, everybody. Shout out Black Tear. I love you all. I love you, Kings. I love you, brothers. Peace, everybody. Peace, family. Take good care of yourselves, all right?
Hey, thank you, Jules.
Good health.
Thank you. All right, and BL Spitz, I was actually asked by Mr. Black Tear himself, if you can, could you keep your phone off speaker because it has bad static and we couldn't really hear you?
Oh, no question. I got you right now. We good.
All right, not a problem. And once again, callers in the queue, we appreciate you calling in to 802 Radio. We got a special guest tonight, Shanta Renee Gibson. She is the sister of famous action movie star, singer-songwriter Tyrese Gibson. She also has her own radio show. We'll be bringing her on as soon as she hits the lines.
Tyrese Gibson.
So be sure you all have...
Shantae.
Oh, Shantae, my bad.
That's
apologize. Hey, not much. It's an honor having you on the show. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to interview you.
Shantae Gibson, how you doing, lady? You all right?
Hello? Ready for the next call, right?
Yeah.
All right. 215-200, you're live.
Yo, what's going on, man?
Kid, what's up with you, baby? You all right? What's going on with you tonight? Where you calling from?
It's your boy, I spit on rap, Philadelphia True MC, calling live from the 215.
Okay, baby, we got action. I like to hear that.
Calling live from 215, man. Shout out to DJ Black Tear, man, for showing me mad love, man, keeping me in tune on all the stations and everything that's coming up and ways to, you know, promote your music more. Shout out to all the artists that called in today.
Yeah.
You know. Shout out to 802 Radio. Shout out to the Q. I mean,
Definitely.
Mad opportunities right here, man.
Yeah, we got action, homie, man. We appreciate you for being a part of this and calling in and, you know, showing your support, letting everybody know that we support. We definitely got action, homie.
You got any mixtapes coming out or any albums coming out? What's up?
Yeah, I just dropped a crazy EP. It will be available on that Piff and iTunes and Tidye within the next couple of weeks. It's called ISDR Volume 4. ISDR actually stands for I Spit, Don't Rap. I got a new single, one of the singles off of the LP on SoundCloud right now. You can search me, True MC Black Spit. The record is called Royal, produced by Richie Rich. He's a dope producer. He got a few credits. He did records for T.I., A$AP Rocky,
no
Ryan
doubt.
Leslie, J. Cole,
yeah.
et cetera. Yeah.
Let's go. I hear you, bro. So what's your name again on SoundCloud? Because I'm looking at you right now. I'm trying to find you.
True MC Black Spit. Once you put in Black Spit,
okay.
You should find it. Yeah, True MC. T-R-U-E-M-C Black Spit.
I got you right here. Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'll see you right now.
Hey, real quick, I just got to say to all the callers in the queue, please hold right where you are. We will get to you as soon as we can. But Black Spitz, would you like to show us what you got? Would you like to drop a quick 16 for us?
I'll be honored to do something for you. Let me see. What did I say? They sell a soul
live,
for the gold.
Baby,
like,
let's go.
I said, they sell a soul for the gold. Like, tell me what type of game it is. Trying to take flight. They don't know how many planes I missed. This is deep thoughts. I'm in a different time zone. My last mistake was really just a milestone. Was focused on track.
Uh-huh.
The niggas started derailing it. It's like I smell a fake in the air and we in hell in it. Stay in position.
Shit.
Me stepping out of order is like trying to skip rocks in a pond with no water. Like an immigrant crossing the line with no border. Like in my walk of mortar, my house, I'm so slaughtered. I'm so persistent.
Wow.
Part of my intuition. But they don't see the fatal attraction. Head on collisions. I keep my distance.
Uh-uh.
A lot of these niggas take me beefing with rappers like serving me cooked steak.
Nice.
And it better be well done, because they don't see the face behind the shooter when them shells come. Never been a hater. Tell me what defines greed. With no agility, I catch up to that time speed. I cut thoughts, penetration to my mind bleed.
Yeah, baby. Stand up, baby. I like to hear, homie. Philly Monster.
And listen, man.
All right,
listen,
my dude.
Man,
and once again, you want to throw out your links out there, because we actually have to keep it moving here. I was told that we got callers that are, you know, dropping off. So is there anything else you would like to say real quick before we get to our next caller?
Yeah, you can follow me on all social media, Black Spit. You can follow me on Instagram, TrueMC Black Spit, Twitter, Black Spit. SoundCloud, QMC Black Spit. I'm in. I just want to give a huge appreciation to the Boy Black, DJ Black Tier. I'm sorry, and just let everybody know I'm on the up and coming, man. Just be on lookout for the kid Black Spit.
No doubt, homie. No doubt. We definitely be looking out for you. Peace.
Definitely, definitely. All right, Mr. Black Tier, you want to send us our next caller?
616-617. You lie.
Hey, boss, what's up? This is Jake the Wolf Ackerberg. I'm not a singer or a rapper. I'm a Michigan local MMA fighter going pro.
Nice.
This is actually our first MMA fighter that has called into, I think, our show at least.
Nice.
I don't know if any other show. So that's much respect to you, my dude, for being the first. And
following
your dream.
Yeah, I called Sunday. I've been fighting for 7 years as an amateur. I got 38 amateur fights, and I'm making my pro debut in Jackson, Michigan. Eddie Powell hooking me up with you guys,
nice.
And letting me do my thing and showing mad love. So I just want to
give a good
shout out for him. And
what's your style of fighting? Do you do? Are you a boxer, wrestler, or all around kind of? Or
yeah, I'm an all around. I'm a self defense expert, but I studied boxing, kickboxing, Muay Thai, Tai Chi, and Jiu Jitsu, and then
nice.
I've been I've been in the office
right
now. So
what music?
Years,
so what music do you like coming out to the fight with? What gets you going as you coming out to the fight? What is you listening to in that locker room gearing up for a fight?
Usually my fight song used to be Mike Jones back then, and
no doubt.
I joined this team called Team Psycho, so I came out to MI Psycho by Tech N9ne.
Ooh, it's my man. Yeah, man. So you coming out fully loaded, about to hit this ring with some good hip hop and to thrash some tech. I love it. Keep doing your thing, baby. Keep doing your thing. Go to the top.
And real quick, before I let you continue, my dude, I just have to say to all the callers in the queue, please hold right where you are. We're going to get to you as soon as we can. But you want to? Do you have any fights coming up that anybody out in your area can go to? You said you're from where again?
Yeah, I'm from Muskegon, Michigan, like 3 hours away from 80. I'm actually fighting this Saturday. I'm making my pro debut in Jackson, Michigan. If anybody's listening from here, you can hit me up on Facebook. Jake Ackerberg, A-C-K-E-R-B-E-R-G. Yeah, definitely hit me up. And even if you're not from here,
I'm
going to start fighting outside
this. Okay. Yeah, man, we're going to follow this. Well,
right,
congratulations on your pro fight. And I hope you do
pull
well.
Pull out a victory for us, Jake, okay? Pull out a victory for 802 Radio and for all your supporters back home. We're out here in Vermont, so sadly we can't make it as bad as we want to. So just pull us out a victory, okay?
Oh, no doubt. Maybe I can try to find me a fight down there, you know what I mean?
Definitely. You already know, baby. We're going to definitely support that. Do you, homie.
Yeah.
Good luck.
All right, good looking.
All right. Hey, BL Stitz, I do got one thing to say to you, my dude. I know you're definitely over super excited and stuff like that as well, but if you can, just sometimes we let the callers just, you know, get their links out there. You're doing a good job, my dude. It's just, you know, I've been told by somebody, you know, that you're doing a great job. Just, you know, let the callers, you know, speak sometimes and just try not to overtalk them as much. You know what I'm saying? Because even though I'm cool with it, some callers might not be. You know what I'm saying? So.
Great for the next one.
All right, Black. Yeah, you want to send us our next
252-252-230, you're live.
Oh, what's good, man? This is your boy, Dynasty.
Hey, what's going on, my man?
What's good, Pimp? I'm one half for the group, the Royal Legacy. We with the record label, Multi Platinum Records, MPRE, Sony Orchard, coming straight out of Wilson, North Carolina, 27893.
Okay, that's what's up. Performances coming up?
Yeah, we perform actually in Durham on the 3rd. Down there at K Knicks Club over there, 3400 Westgate Boulevard.
All right. And is there any how much is it for a ticket for anybody that's out there?
The ticket is $5. You said we out here doing basically trying to get our face across North Carolina. So anything we do in North Carolina, we ain't even trying to high price our PV, you know what I mean? Because we already know how it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Well, is there any links out there we can find you at so we can check out your music for those who unfortunately can't make it like me? You know, if I had the opportunity, I would go to every single concert, to every caller that calls into the show. But unfortunately, you know, I live out in Vermont, and, you know, to travel that far, you know, for a concert and stuff, it's like, I would, but it's like, you know, it's something I'd have to save up for. So is there any links we can hear your music at?
Yeah, I can go on Facebook. My name is Dynasty, D-Y-N-A-S-T-Y. My group name is The Royal Legacy, R-O-Y-A-L-L-E-G-A-C-Y. The only thing you got to do is just go on Google, and just type in my name or the group name, and every file containing the Royal Legacy will pop up. We on SoundCloud. We on Music Gig. We on the Coast to Coast. Well, we basically somewhere everywhere right now. So as soon as you type in the name, D-Y-N-A-S-T-Y, everything pop up.
And is there anything else you want to add? Because we do, you know, you already know deal nothing but love, but we got so many callers, and we'd like to try to get to them all.
Okay, so can I do a quick preview of one of the singles that I'm dropping?
Yeah, before you do that real quick, just let me make a say to all the callers in the queue, please hold right where you are. We will get to you as soon as we can. But all right, my dude, take it away. If you can, try to stick it to 16, you know, just because we do want to get to other callers.
Okay. I'm praying for my city and your city, too. It's time we take the time out to acknowledge everything that we're going through. And yet, instead, they tell us we could trust them boys in blue. But they the one that's killing us. Dead, yeah, it's sad, but it's true. Starting with a grown, going all the way down to a youth. Nowadays, you ain't even safe sitting down in your suit. Just because you look suspicious, yeah, they bound to shoot. Without no hesitation, tell me what we need to do. While they try to execute, plus prosecute another black brother or sister out late past curfew. Or maybe myself or you will go through the atrocity of a law that they even try to constitute. Because coming from where I'm from, it's never even optional. Cops, they harassing you just so they can label you and try to enable you. So trust me when I say this, this ain't a favor. My people, this will be going through. This is our reality. Believe me with a clear view. So I'm here with my pen and pad to remind you of no master truth. Because nowadays out here, they are delivering straight poison to our youth. Time is critical. I hope you got the visual too. It's time to elevate our mind and stand for the truth. Instead of pretending they don't exist when it really do. Another family grieving up, but they say that he broke no rules.
Ooh, definitely. Once again, my dude, why don't you throw out them links? I'm definitely feeling that.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that. Video, the video is dropping in 2 weeks, too, so I'm going to keep all y'all informed about that, too. I'm going to come on the show and let y'all know the release date.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, you're more than welcome on the show any other time. And if you're ever looking for any music or interviews on this show, and this goes to everybody listening in as well, all we ask is, you know, show us love, we will return the favor. So just go on Facebook, type in 802 radio and hit like on the fan page, and everything goes to my phone. So if you like it, I know it will, I'll get a notification and I'll hit you up and say, hey, when would you like an interview? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you show us love, we show you love back. It's one of those type of things, you know? So if you want to ever be on the show for an interview or get your tracks played, go do that for me real quick, my dude.
Yes, sir. I got you.
All right, and we appreciate it. And show runs until 6:30. If there's 6:30, yeah, my bad, 7:30. So if there's time, we will definitely put you back on. You can spit some more.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, no doubt. And good luck at your performance, my man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
No problem. All right, once again, everybody, thank you for calling in to 802 Radio. It's a blessing to have you guys call in and, you know, take the time to hang out with your boy, you know what I'm saying? And to all the callers that are wondering, my man BL Spitz, actually, I don't know, he dropped out on my end. I actually sent him a text to try to get him back in. But as of now, we're going to keep the show rolling. Who do we got next, Black Tear?
860-839, you're live.
What up, go, man? It's your man from Connecticut, Mikey, man. Yo, shout out to 802 Radio, man. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, we're doing great, my man, and definitely I appreciate the love, my dude.
Shout out to Blackout and Black Tear and all that, too. I appreciate you guys having me call in.
Definitely
at work, and I'm definitely about to turn up, and I hope my boss doesn't fire me.
Yeah.
I got a couple good things going on, man. I'm from Connecticut. I got a lot of videos up on my Facebook wall. Some of them just hit 4,000. I got a couple interesting inboxes today. I might be doing a couple good features out there. Y'all going to definitely be hearing about this kid Mikey from Connecticut.
That's definitely dope, dude. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely, I bet you it's a blessing, you know what I'm saying, when you have people just like, to me, that's the best part of being an artist. You know, when you have other, I don't like it when artists are shooting each other and causing beef with one another. To me, what makes hip-hop great is when artists all across the world come together and make some beautiful, you know, kick-ass music. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, to me, is the best that you can ask for, you know what I'm saying? So real quick,
absolutely,
before I let you continue, my dude, I do have to say to all the callers in the queue, just hold right where you are. My bad, man. It's just something I have to do, part of my job, you know what I'm saying? But why don't you throw out some links? Is there any links we can find you at?
You guys can definitely find me on Facebook at Mikey Surace, M-I-K-E-Y-S-U-R-A-C-E. You guys can check out my videos, Headphones On, Round 2. I got a crazy bunch of freestyles. All my freestyles, they've been shared over 500 times. Like, it's like so crazy. I'm just mad regular from Connecticut trying to make it, man. You know.
Well, I'm sure you know about the show and everything you know, how big of a foot traffic we got, 36,000 viewers. So if you'd like, would you be willing to drop us a quick 16 real quick, so that way all these callers out there, who knows, you know, maybe some big name artist will look you up and sign you. You know what I'm saying?
I got this, man. I said. I'm about to turn way up. I hope I don't get fired. Fuck it. I said, yo, I pop up like Toast Boy and that Toast Boy, and I let it go. You know me, my side of town, still got the work, still got the pounds. Got a bunch of bricks in that sweetie, and shit sweep with that swisher. I roll more blunts, and I'm ripping this, and I'm getting this. Some nigga RP, but they gonna remember me, especially when that money come. I'll take his chick, make it come, and give it back, because I don't play with that. I'm a beast, dog. Make that pussy tap out. Fuck her till her legs break. Fuck her till her bed break. I'm a beast, dog. So ass, Mr. 860. I'm nice.
That was fire, my dude. And you already know the deal, nothing but love, but we do want to try to get to as many callers as we can. So once again, real quick, you want to throw your links out there?
Yo, you guys can check me out at Mikey Surace, MikeySurace, up from Torrington, Connecticut. You can look me up on the YouTube at Mikey Surace. I got a bunch of videos up there. I don't really promote my YouTube like that, but I'm about to have real videos up there right now. It's just me on the phone. There's a couple of, like, old freestyles and stuff on there, but all my Facebook stuff is up to date. So you guys could check that out. I got a couple of shows coming up soon. I'm in the middle of doing a lot of features, so I got a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff coming out there. I'm doing these features names with, but they're not locked in yet, so I can't really do all that just yet.
And definitely, my dude, I appreciate it. And just stay in the queue for me. If there's time, we'll put you back on. And be sure you go like that 802 Radio fan page for me.
Shout out to 802 Radio, man. Thank you for having me. And Blackout Radio and Black Tear, man. Thank you, man.
Hey, not a problem. All right, to all the callers in the queue, thank you for calling into the show. My apologies for, you know, taking my time with this. I'm going to try to keep moving it on so we can, you know, get as many of you guys on as we can. But to any rappers in the queue, now if you want to spit, try to stick to 8 bars just to be mindful of the other callers behind you. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, Black Terror, who do we got next?
270-243 alive.
What's up with it, man? It's your boy Darkface Squatter, man, checking in with 802 Radio. Anybody trying to check out my music, you can check me out at Darkface Squatter, DinoWord, YouTube.com, or check out my new album on Spotify, The Jill Print by Darkface Squatter, DinoWord.
All right. And do you have any mixtapes you're coming out with or anything?
Yeah. I have one that just came out right now. It's The Jill Print by Darkface Squatter. You can find that on Spotify, Amazon, iTunes. You know, just type in my name in the Google search and everything I got going on will pop up. I got a song out with Young Dro and Big Country Kane called Club Going Sideways. You can find that at Darkface Squatter, DinoWorldSoundCloud.com. And I got a song with Ty Cutter and DJ Stickerbush. You know, it's called I'm on a Mission. You can find that at Darkface Squatter, DinoWorldSoundCloud, too. Look me up on Facebook, Jonathan D. Brown. Look me up on Facebook, too, Jonathan D. Brown. Add me on Instagram, Darkface_Squatter. You know, I'm on all the websites.
Okay, all definitely. That. And did you wanna drop a quick 8 for us?
Right, yeah, I got you. Hold up. First RP, my bro in heaven. Yeah, Ladino world, that's a message. I'm a project nigga from the Dale. Ain't no baking soda on the scale. I got real killers from the Lou. From the South and North, what it do? From the East and West, where it move? I be right in it, busting jugs. In Chicago with the thugs. Out of FP with the moles. On the West Side with the foes. Over Inglewood with the folks. Know some real niggas from the go. And some little homies that'll blow. 20, 30 poppers at the stove. You ain't gang begging, better go. Got some rich homies from the P. I'm Springfield with the keys. I'm in Champagne moving threes. Ain't no Reggie Miller on the weed. Remember Garden Hill with the spot. I used to meet the plug on the block. When the medicator on the shop, need a dollar pills in a Glock. Got a car for K for a block. Got them 38 for a block. They got a hotel around Charleston with a cycling girl trying to stop. I'm in Blytheville in a drop. The only Hot Wheels on the block. What up, Jonesboro? Call Freeze. Tell them pull it up for our league. Yeah, that's a little something, man. Little bars off the top.
That was fire. And once again, my dude, just to be, you know,
just because I have other callers in the queue and you already know
yep.
them nothing but love. Would you like to fill out your links one more time?
Yes, if you look me up on YouTube, I got 61 videos. You can subscribe to Darkface Squatter, DinoWorldYouTube.com. Look me up on Instagram, Darkface_Squatter. Download my new album, The Jug Print by Darkface Squatter, at Spotify, Amazon, iTunes. Shout out to 802 Radio, man. I appreciate y'all letting me come in.
Hey, not a problem, man. Show is every day, two times a month at 6:30 usually, but we went earlier tonight. So we want to hear back
yep,
from you next show.
Yep, definitely. I call in.
All right, thank
I
you.
I appreciate it.
Not a problem. All right, once again, callers, thank you for waiting in the queue with us. You know what I'm saying? We'll definitely going to try to get to you as soon as we can. But who do we got next, Black Terror?
423-320 in the lot.
It's Jazzy Jade.
Hey, what's going
How's
on?
It go? Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing real good, actually. Just hopefully the weather out here in Vermont gets a lot better. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of crappy out here. I think it's like, what, 20 below, I think? So it's pretty cold out here.
Oh, woo. It's not that cold here, but it's definitely chilly. Like, not that. I'm in Tennessee.
Oh, I'm jealous, definitely. And that's definitely – I always wanted to go out there. You know what I'm saying? Tennessee, I have some relatives out there, and all they talk about is how nice it is. But I always find it funny at a family, you know, get together. They always sit there, oh, it's so cold, but cold out in Tennessee, 60. Out here in Vermont, cold is like, you know, negative 30. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it got that way. Well, it got down to like 20 or so a couple of weeks ago. But yeah. So I'm just, I've been meaning to call in and promote, trying to get my, I've got a mixtape coming out. I sing like R&B, pop, well, kind of pop, hip-hop, and R&B music. But my current project, I'm leaning more towards like urban adult contemporary R&B. And I have a single, I redid Lover Girl. And I have that on YouTube, and it's Jazzy Jade. But I have a softer side, Emerald Noel, which is my alter ego. To Jazzy. It's kind of a more laid back side. But anyway, I'll go ahead and let you. Sorry, I didn't mean to take over. I was just trying to be quick.
Oh, it's all right. And real quick, before I let you finish, I do have to make a quick announcement to all the callers in the queue. Please hold. We'll get to you as soon as we can. And also, we have two callers ahead of our special guest tonight, Shantae. So please, Shantae, if you're listening, don't go anywhere. We'll get to you as soon as we get through these callers. But, you want to finish anything? You want to throw any links out there one more time? Or
Yeah. If you go to Facebook, and my name is Jazzy Jade. It's J-A-Z-I-E-J-A-D-E. And if you just Google Jazzy Jade, everything pops up. You know, if you go to Facebook and type in Jazzy Jade, my link will pop up. I have a public page and obviously my page where you can add me on there as a friend. And Spotify. I'm on there. I had a distribution deal with IMS in Grooves Universal. That deal ended at the end of 2016. So I'm in the process of, I think, Dragon and from the Rough Riders was on there, and Carly Red from Love and Hip Hop. I don't know if she didn't have as long of a contract as I did, but. But anyway, I just finished up, so I'm doing this mixtape with a remake of Lover Girl, and I'm on SoundCloud. I have an acoustic version. I have an R&B version. I was on 99.7 here in Knoxville, the R&B station. And just Google Jazzy Jade. You can just search me on Twitter, and it'll pop up there. So it's J-A-Z-Z-I-E-J-A-D-E. And you'll see everything that I'm promoting, so, and that's pretty much the deal.
I'm sorry if I am cutting your time short, but we got a lot of other callers in the queue, and we still haven't even put our.
Okay, all right.
The next show, it's every other Monday, so next show isn't next Monday, but the Monday after. Call back in, and we'll definitely put you on. I'd like to hear some of your singing, if that's okay.
Cool. Cool. Sounds like a plan. I can shoot you a message on Facebook. If you're, what's your Facebook address?
My Facebook is Brad Bourne, B-R-A-D-B-O-U-R-N. And the picture's of me, and it has like a one side of my face. You can see the other side's like a Terminator. One of my fans made me some epic graphic art. So you can't miss it. If you can't find it that way, just like the 802 Radio fan page, and I'll get a notification. I can add you that way.
Are you Blackout Radio? This is Blackout Radio, right?
This is 802 Radio. It's on the Blackout Radio broadcast. Blackout Radio is Eddie's show, Eddie Powell's show.
How do you spell your last name again?
B-O-U-R-N. B as in boy, O-U-R-N.
Okay. I think
yep.
I found, there you are. Cool.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you. And just stay in the queue if you want. And if not, you know, show runs every other Monday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right, Black Terror, who do we got next?
313-938, you're live.
Yo, what's going on? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, my dude? What's your name? Where you from?
They call me Ross Robb. I'm from Detroit, Ypsilanti, Ann Arbor area. So I represent Michigan. Representing out here for Last Act of Defiance Entertainment. Just calling in to do a little promo. Calling in for my artist, Cooperachi, and Be Nutty. Cooperachi has a single out on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon right now called The Whole Night that y'all can check out and download, add to your playlist or whatnot. And my cousin Be Nutty, he has a EP coming out in February. We're doing an album EP listening party and everything. One down in Detroit, then we're doing a private listening party out here in Ypsilanti. So if anybody listening out here in the 734 area, y'all can find us on Facebook at Last Act of Defiance Entertainment. And, you know, hit us up. And if you want to come, we can definitely send you out an invite or whatnot. Again, like I say, my artist, Cooperachi, song on Spotify and everywhere else, The Whole Night. Be Nutty.
Okay, definitely. That's what's up. And I definitely have to move out to Detroit, to Michigan, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody from Detroit to Flint to, you know, all over Michigan is showing love to this show, you know. So shout out to Michigan real quick. And I'm actually a diehard Lions fan, and I've never been to Michigan. I mean, I've just grown up as a kid, you know, but let's not talk about the Lions, right?
I'll say, man, come on out. We'll go to the game. I'll take care of you.
Yeah, definitely. And is there anything else you want to say? Is there any like your mixtape or your artist mixtape on any other sites or that we can find it on?
No, we just got singles out right now because we just hooked up with DistroKid.com. And if any artists out there need distribution, they actually a good website. You can get all your money and all your royalties through DistroKid. We're actually doing that for all our artists. They will sign you up with BMI, ASCAP, or whoever you want. But that's neither here nor there. Like I said, I just wanted to rep for my boys, Cooperachi and Be Nutty. You can find us on Facebook as Last Act Defiance Entertainment and Twitter and Instagram, LADENT underscore. And, you know, then from there you can find Coop and you can find Nutty and everybody. And shout out to Eddie Powell. Shout out to 802 Radio. And, you know, I'm going to be checking out some of the artists I'm hearing tonight, especially Jazzy J, Darkface Squad that I just heard, and I will be friending everybody. So I appreciate y'all again. My name is Ross Robinson. You can find me on Facebook. I'm the president of Last Act of Defiance Entertainment. So I appreciate the time. I ain't going to hold you up. Thank you.
And we appreciate your call. And if you can, my dude, definitely go on Facebook and like that 802 Radio fan page. And like I said before, if you like it, in return, we will play any of your artist's music or your music, or we will also do an interview at our next open slot. So, I mean, you help us, you know, you show us love, we show you love type of thing.
Absolutely. I'm on it right now. So I'm sitting here writing down everybody's name and stuff so I can make sure I get it in. I'm going to go follow everybody out here. So I'll holler at you in a minute, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Same to you. All right, and to any callers in the queue, I do have to say I actually have a one of my boys. He actually is a up-and-coming producer. He actually makes some really dope beats, and he's been sending them to me, like, nonstop. We're talking, like, I got about maybe 10 beats just this week alone, you know what I'm saying? So he's been doing his thing, and his dream is to actually make beats for, like, a artist, rather it be famous or an up-and-coming artist, you know what I'm saying? And
So if you know anybody out there that is looking for any producers or would be willing to check out his music, I'll definitely be willing to private message you guys all his info, and you guys can check out those beats. So, all right, Black Terror, who do we got next?
985-381, you're live. What's happening? This is Chris P, Chris Pugh, back again.
Hey, what's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm from Houma, Louisiana, the bottom of the boot, giving mad love from the bottom, you hear me? Out of the mud.
Yeah. Definitely. Louisiana, I've always, like I said, I've always been, you know, a fan of that state as well. It's one of my top five states on my, you know, bucket list to visit, you know what I'm saying? And what a great, you know, football team they've had for the longest time, too. You know, Drew Brees is an animal, and, you know, I'm definitely, you know, thankful to see everybody, you know, back and doing their thing and stronger than ever, you know, after the devastation of Katrina. So, you know, definitely shout out to all my fellows out there in Louisiana, you know what I'm saying, for holding strong and doing their thing.
Thank you, and shout out to 802 Radio. Shout out Black Tear. And we appreciate y'all setting the platform for independents and others to share amongst each other accordingly. It really makes a difference in this industry. First off, my Instagram, at Chris P, K-R-I-S-P. I'm Chris with a K. Chris P, K-R-I-S-P, L-S-L. All right? Next,
all right.
we have a non-profit organization that's in the works and develops. I mentioned it about it last time. It's called the Chris P. Duck Foundation. That's Chris P, like my name, K-R-I-S-P, Duck, like Quack Quack, Foundation.
All right.
That's in the works to develop handicap parks to all of our communities, handicap accessible parks, to where people in wheelchairs can experience what a swing's like and whatnot. And 25% of everything that I do is donated directly to this foundation. Also, I'd like to shout out a few of the artists that are locally from Louisiana that I see them grinding and shining and putting in a lot of work. Is a guy named Trouble Man. Is a guy, his name's Nut, N-U-T, calls himself Mr. Louisiana. There's also Carmi Jones. He calls himself Mr. A.K. This, he raps, he sings. They are a phenomenal duo collaboration. And then DJ Juice, man, he just got off the dedication tour with Lil Wayne. And I throw a father-daughter dance every year for all the fathers and daughters to spend some quality time and for the moms to take a break. And he also, he's been DJing for the father-daughter dance for us as well. And he's giving a lot back to the community. So I just wanted to throw them guys out there and let them get some love too.
Definitely. And I don't mean to cut you off, my man, but like I said, we do have a lot of other callers, and, you know, show runs until 7:30, and you already know the deal, nothing but love. But is there anything else you want to end on? You want to throw out your links one more time? Or?
Yeah, man, check out my SoundCloud, / Christopher Pugh, K-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R dash P-U-G-H / tracks. And like I said, Instagram, at Chris P LSL. And, man, everybody just set, be the example. Be the example. That's all I'm saying. Don't set an example. Be the example. All right?
Definitely,
I appreciate you, 802 Radio. God bless y'all. Y'all have a good night.
God bless you too, my man. All right, Black Terry, you want to send us your next caller?
Yeah, we got one more caller, and then Shanti will be on. 848-466-LOCK.
Peace, Black Tear, what's good? 802 Radio, shout out. Thanks for having me on. This is Smooth Mass Beats of 144,000 Chosen Few from Dirty Klansmen.
Oh, wow. What's up, my man? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How you doing? Peace.
Doing good. Just enjoying this first pizza and running the radio show. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to eat it when, you know, at the right time so you guys don't hear me, you know, in the background chopping like a bear trap. But, you know what I'm saying? Definitely enjoying the show and all the callers that we got. So what's up, my man? You got any mixtapes or albums or shows working on? What's up?
Man, we got so much stuff going on in the works. I got so many projects that we're in the middle of. We got a new female group, Judah Priest and Smooth Mass Beats presents Gang of Roses. It's a female group. They rap and sing. We got them coming out. Femme Fatale coming out soon. That's almost done. We got the Dirty Klansman album about to drop. It was set back for a little bit due to some new updates on some bonus tracks we put in there. I just dropped not too long ago, Hip Hop Is Not Dead, with Judah Priest, Dungeon, Dirty Klansman, and Menace, OBEZ, and DRP. We got some of Judah's mixtape coming out soon, the Connection. There's a lot of stuff in the works, you know?
Probably too much. Probably too much to say on the radio show. Am I right? Too much stuff going on to put it all out on the show because there wouldn't be enough time, right?
Yeah, I don't want to give too much detail. It will be here forever.
Yeah. And once again, I mean, if you caught earlier on, I like to do this thing, you know, show me love, I show you love. If you can go like the 802 Radio fan page. Anytime you're looking for, like, an interview or anything, you know what I'm saying? We won't charge. You know, if you show us love and like the page, we'll put you on for an interview, co-host, you know, your music, whatever you want. So if you can, when you get time, be sure to go do that on Facebook for me.
I'll do that right now as we speak.
All right, I appreciate it. And is there anything else you want to add? I don't want to try to rush you, but we do got a lot of other callers in the queue, and we just want to try to get to everybody.
No doubt, it's all love. Anybody want to check out some music and some updates on what we're doing, you know, just check out facebook.com/smoothmassbeats, and that's with a Z, you know what I'm saying, SmoothMassBeatz, facebook.com/smoothmassbeats144, that's my profile page. You can check out reverbnation.com/smoothmassbeats. Just Google Smooth Mass Beats, you see it all there. You know what I'm saying? I got so much going on, and y'all will check it out.
Definitely. And we appreciate you calling into the show. And I don't know if you know the hours, but it's every other Monday at 6:30. Usually, we just ran at 6 tonight. You know what I'm saying? So we can give the callers more time. So I definitely want to hear back from you some more, my dude. You know.
Yeah, indeed, most definite. I want to give a shout-out to Black Tier, 802 Radio, Judah Priest, all the gods, you know what I'm saying, Dungeon Master, Menace OBEZ, Buddha Monk, my brother Hellraiser, everybody, the whole clan, GGO, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, and definitely, my dude, if you can wait in the queue, if there's time, we'll put you back on. If not, you know what I'm saying, you're more than welcome to call in. Yo.
Indeed, most definitely. I'll definitely do that. And I appreciate you having me on the radio, all right?
Hey, not a problem. Thank you for calling in.
Indeed. Shout out Black Tear Peace.
Yeah. All right, Black Tear, who do we got next?
Hey, shout to you, Lai.
Hey, what's up, Brad?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm amazing. Today is a good day. Oh, my goodness, thank you so much for having me on today. I'm so thankful to you. Like, this is amazing.
Hey, are you kidding? Not a problem.
Like, me and you are radio mates, so it's an honor to be interviewed by you. I'm very humbled.
I ain't going to lie. I'm actually super, super nervous. You know, I always get nervous on interviews, you know, and you would think, you know, with the amount of shows I did, you know what I'm saying, you would think it would be easy for me, but that's one thing that people that run a radio show, I'm sure we all can admit that, you know, is it's always nerve-wracking at some point, you know, with the fact that you don't want to mess up, you don't want to say something, you don't want to look like a fool in front of all the listeners, you know, so I appreciate the opportunity to, you know, interview you and to have you do the show with me.
Oh, my goodness. I can totally relate to you. On that, I just had Bushwick Bill, legendary Bushwick Bill, and Spice One on one of my radio shows. And, man, it was the most nerve-wracking, you know, process that you could ever have, especially considering I'm like an R&B head, but these are hip hop heads and legends. So it's like, I had to research them, you know what I mean? And on top of that, make sure I asked the right questions that wasn't going to bore them. And plus they're, you know, they're street dudes. So it's kind of like, you want to be interesting enough that, you know, they don't get bored or get, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. And, just something I want to say real quick. I don't know if I ever told you this, but one of the greatest moments actually of my life actually came from your brother, a JP.
Aww.
Well, I
think you
managers.
Did tell me this.
Do you mind if I say it real quick to all the callers in the queue? I have to. It was so I was in a bad spot, you know, mentally and stuff. I had a horrible birthday, you know, basically none of my friends showed up, and I'll make it quick because we do got other callers, and it happened to be Star Nation Radio, Joy Adams' show, and for anybody who follows that show, Joy Adams is actually your brother JP Gibson's manager. And they weren't going to take any other callers, but Joy is like, hey, you know what? We got a special caller on the line and stuff. They actually put me on towards the end of the show when they weren't taking any other callers. And JP said, hey, what's up, man? You know, happy birthday. And it was like, wow, just a huge blessing, you know, to have somebody, you know, like that say happy birthday to me. And it made the birthday better, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I'm so happy that you were inspired by that. We never know what would inspire someone. That's why it's important that we just do what we do and follow your calling and your purpose, because there are always people watching and listening and paying attention. So it's kind of like we have to live our lives by example. Even though we don't want that responsibility, you always have to be conscious of things like that. And I'm so happy that he made your day. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And you already know the deal. Would you like to get this started? Because we do got all these callers in the queue, and I don't want to keep them waiting.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Let's wrap. Let go in for whatever you want to ask. I'm an open book. Like, let's go.
All right, guys, and be sure all I ask is, you know, she is our special guest, so make sure you ask her at least one question. And I actually felt embarrassed because I don't know if you heard earlier. I actually said Shanta because the name looks like Shanta. And it's actually Shantae, right? And I was like, oh, Shanta Renee. And I'm like, oh, God, I just messed that up. So I apologize to you for getting your name wrong.
Oh, no, it's either one. Like, my mom, when she gave birth to me, she spelt it Shanta, but she called me Shantae. So I'm just taking all the names. And also my broadcast name is Queen G. So it's kind of like Shantae Gibson, a.k.a. Queen G. That's like my broadcast name. So all the above, I'll accept them. I don't get offended. And, you know, as long as you're saying it, I'm good.
yeah, for sure. And are you ready for this? We're going to get to our next caller.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
All right, Black Terror, who do we got?
All right, I got 352304, Yalar.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Breeze Bassett from Michigan.
What's up, Breeze?
Hey, what's going on, my dog?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Okay.
Huh?
I said, how you doing tonight? Do you got any albums or mixtapes you're working on?
Oh, man, yeah, I got an upcoming mixtape I'm working on, man. I ain't said a name for it just yet, but, you know, y'all got to be on the lookout for it. Right now I've been releasing singles after singles, dropping them on YouTube. You can search my name, Breeze Ya Bastards, B-R-E-E-Z-Y-A, Bastards with a Z. And, you know, you can pull up some of my songs and everything and check out what y'all think.
That name right there, I can already tell you must be an animal at what you do, my dude. You know, that name just lets us know you're not playing around. So I definitely like that name for sure. And what's your song out that you would say? So anybody that goes on to, you know, your links, SoundCloud, et cetera, what song do you recommend?
Right now, man, I prefer y'all to check out, I got a track called Midwest G. It's on there on YouTube. I just put a track out. It's called Tell the Truth. Right now I've been performing that at shows. I've been booked at and everything. And, you know, I get good feedback off of that song. So check out Tell the Truth right there. Next song I'm going to release is Out Here Flexing. And it's not what you think it is, but the lines in there and the bars, man, I'm telling you, it's crazy.
All right, for sure. And I don't know if you caught it, but we actually have a special guest on, Shantae Renee Gibson. She's actually the sister of famous action movie star and singer-songwriter Tyrese Gibson. And she actually has her own radio show as well. What'd you say it was, Shantae? It was called Queen B or something?
Queen G as in Gibson.
It's
Queen
G, my bad.
Yes, sir. No, it's all good. I have a Queen G radio show. I'm on Blackout Radio Network as well as WBKE Vegas Raw Radio. I have two stations that I'm on right now. So, and give a shout out to Black Tier as well. He's my dude. I've been real hectic and busy, but I can't wait to do my next show. So look out for that. Y'all can like me on Queen G and Friends on Facebook. That's my Facebook page. Check it out.
Did you have any questions for
her? No, I'm about to check that out right now, and I'm going to get in touch with you as soon as possible.
That's what's up. Yeah. Leave me a message and let me know that you was on this show, and we can go from there. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm going to get right to that.
You already know, nothing but love. We do got other callers. Is there anything else you want to say or add on, shout-outs, anything?
Oh, yeah, y'all can check me on Facebook, man. Send me a request or follow me at Breeze Rogers, no D. You can holler at me on, like I say, on YouTube at Breeze Your Bastards, SoundCloud, same name, Instagram, same name, Snapchat, same name. You know what I mean? Right here, putting it down in my city, in my state, Michigan. Yo, that's what I'm full of.
Definitely, definitely. And be sure to tune in every other Monday at 6 to 7:30. Usually the show is 6:30, but we ran earlier tonight, you know, because of we wanted to try to get as many callers on as we can. So I definitely want to hear back from you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yo, shout out to The Cut Detroit, man. We got that magazine going on. Shout out to my man Jeremy. He got big moves in play for the Michigan and everybody else, man. It's bigger than just going local, man. He's trying to take it globally, and I'm messing with his movement, so y'all need to get with it too.
For sure, for sure. And once again, nothing but love, and I appreciate you calling in. And just be sure to wait in the queue if you want. If there's time, we'll put you back on. If not, just I want to hear from you next show.
Absolutely. Shout out to Queen G once again. Shout out to you too,
Thank
my
you,
man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
All right, now.
All right, one. All right, Black Tara, who do we got next?
I got 859-287, you lot.
What it do, Blackout Radio? What's up, Brad? What's up, Eddie? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's up?
It's your boy G-Money, man, live from Cincinnati.
Hey, what's going on, G-Money?
Not much. Chilling, you know, getting ready for this battle I got coming up next month.
So how's it looking? How's it looking? Is my man G Money gonna pull out the W?
That's what I want. That's what I'm hoping for. I ain't gonna tell him, you know, where he bring it, but I'll make sure I'm coming with a fully loaded clip and an extendo.
Yeah, for sure. And I think you've sent me some music before, haven't you, on the show I actually played?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, now let's just say I feel sorry for whoever you're going against. I mean, I don't know him, and I don't want to start anything, but my man right here can definitely bring it, so.
Yeah, I'll be going against Stat Boy Kills.
Oh, wow. And where's this at again?
It's going to be in Cincinnati. Location and stuff still haven't been, been confirmed yet where it's going to exactly be at. And I'm going to be the main event of the battle, too.
All right. And do you have any music out there, like on SoundCloud or anything you want us to check out?
Yes, I got a couple of tracks I want y'all to check out on SoundCloud. I want y'all to check out that Before Dishonor on my SoundCloud page at G-Money. I want y'all to check out We Got Next featuring Shotty Gunn. That's a club banger. It's different, though. It got, like, a little 90s feel to it. Yeah.
All
and,
right,
you know,
for sure.
As far as, like, lyrical content, you can listen to, like, the long Cream, the Flavor in Your Ear, Started from the Bottom. Like, let's go on.
All right, for sure. And is there any questions you got for our special guest tonight?
Who the special guest? Because I just now called in and got into the show. Who the special guest?
You want to let them know who you are?
Well, Brad described me as Shanta Gibson, also known as Queen G. I'm a radio personality here in the city of Las Vegas. And I'm the older sister of Tyrese Gibson, the singer. Those are my little hats that I wear.
So I'm on the phone with I'm on the phone with Miss Gibson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. My honor. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm doing amazing. We just got done yesterday taping Queen G live with a studio audience, and that was an amazing experience. We're doing something new, kind of like Oprah / Wendy Williams. You know what I mean? The set up
right.
Real raw, uncut. We got a live studio audience. The interaction was amazing. And my life has taken a different twist. It felt real crazy to come down off stage and be bombarded with, like, people wanting to take pictures with me and all that. I was like, my brother must be spinning when he, you know, does his thing. And to get all that interaction and love, it's just twisted and it's crazy. Like, I never thought I would feel that feeling. And yesterday, for the first time, I felt like I was famous. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. It was going to eventually happen anyway. It was going to eventually happen.
Right. It's a trip, though. It's a trip. I was like, I see what Tyrese deals with, you know what I mean, and goes through. And if it's like that all the time for him, you definitely don't get no rest. And it's a trip, and you have to be welcome and open and embracing to your fans. You know what I'm saying? People love you and endorse you for a reason, and he loves his fans, and I love people myself. I'm very sociable and just love people. So
that's a very good thing, very positive too.
Yes, sir.
Some people, when they get their attention, they kind of, you know, I ain't going to say head up their ass, but that's how they be sometimes.
Right. But he good. He got to, y'all, look out for that Fast 8 that's about to drop in spring. It's going to be crazy, y'all. That Fast 8 is going to be crazy.
you already know the deal, my dude. Nothing but love. But we do got other callers, and the show only goes on for I want to say another what time is it? It's 7:02. It only goes on for another 28 minutes. So, is there anything else you would like to say before we take our next caller?
I'm gonna ask her a question. Then I'm gonna let y'all do what y'all gotta do. Okay, so when would like to work with your brother?
You know what we've done? What have we done before? Years ago, I interviewed him in a magazine that I had. Me and my hubby at the time, we had this magazine called 77 Magazine. He actually dropped an interview for us and actually allowed us to put him on the cover. So that was an amazing feeling, you know what I'm saying, to do something with my brother. We actually have our own careers, which is interesting. And I think eventually it's going to cross paths. Because
right.
now I'm also an event planner at a nightclub here in the city of Las Vegas. And you know celebrities come through these event places. You know what I'm saying? I think either he going to walk in one day just from hearing about it, just like how Flavor Flav, Bushwickville, Spice One, I met Keith Washington this past week. All of them came through our club. Like, in 1 week's
That's
time.
Dope.
Yeah, so I think eventually my brother is gonna hear about it and maybe walk in or something is gonna happen where our careers are gonna cross paths. So I'm letting that naturally take place. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So that's my response to that.
All right, my dude, we appreciate you calling in. And like I said, show runs every other Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'd hate to cut it short, but we do got to try to get to a couple more callers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Business. Go ahead and do what you got to do. And I appreciate you for having me on the show as well. And it was nice speaking to you, Ms. Gibson. Shout out to Addie and Blackout Radio. Much love to everybody.
Nice
meeting you. Nice meeting you, too.
Thank you. All right, before we take our next caller, I do want to give a big shout-out to Breeze Rogers, Mikey Source, I think it is, and there's a few others that like the 802 Radio fan page. I just got the notification, so big shout-out to all you guys. After the show, I will be messaging you for when you guys would like to have your music on or interview or et cetera, but who do we got next, Mr. Black Tear?
352-304, you're live. Okay, 313-208, you're live.
What up, though? This is JJ Cuts from hashtag The Cut Detroit. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, my man?
Hey, man. You know, same shit, different day. So listen, I got a couple projects out right now. I've been promoting the idea of getting real hip hop back, supporting the culture of hip hop. On March 24th, the day after my birthday, we're going to be doing a concert, not a showcase, but a concert at, I believe right now it's going to be at, it's at 9 in Woodward. There's about three different clubs there. It's going to be between Loving Touch, the Grasshopper Underground, or another one. We're working the details out right now, but this is going to be a different kind of show because we're not throwing in 20 artists and, you know, charging them to play. This is a concert where we're going to be, there's going to be four to five main headlining events, and then everyone supports it from there. We're not trying to exploit hip-hop by giving everyone a five-minute set. We're trying to bring back the culture and the support and the unity that we have going on. You can look this up at hashtag movement through support. That's hashtag movement through support. The through is spelled T-H-R-U. Right now, shout out to my man, Breezy Bastard. He already called. Shout out to my man, Marco Polo Italiano. He's got hashtag raise the bar Detroit. Shout out to my man, Lakes the Great. Shout out to Team Money Hungry. Shout out to Just Ace. Those are a couple of the people right now that are already involved. Now at this show, my co-author in the book that we've been writing about what it's like to be in the music industry from the bottom up, we're really trying to focus on the positivity of the culture and unity of hip hop. We you know, I was raised we got to represent where we're from. Well, you know what? We can start representing ourselves as a family and as a culture. And that's what we're really trying to prove and trying to support, that no matter what, we are all a family. Shout out to North Face Squatter. I talked to him the other day through Blackout Radio. You know, I've gotten a lot of people that friended me. You could friend me on Facebook under Jeremy Glazer. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at The Cut Detroit. I got a website at www.thecutdetroit.com. Every artist that's been on my website, I didn't charge any of them a dollar, none of them, you know, because I'm trying to get the real art of hip hop back, because hip hop has saved my life in many different, you know, cases. When I'm sad, I listen to music. You know, music is the universal language, you know.
Definitely, and you already know the deal, my man. I don't want to cut you off short, but we only got a few minutes left of the show, and I want to try to get to as many people as we can. So is there anything else you want to touch up on? Do you got a question for our special guest? I don't know if you were tuning in earlier, but it's Shante Renee Gibson, the sister of Tyrese Gibson. So, Miss Gibson or Shante, whatever you prefer, do you have a question for her?
Sure. When are you going to be in Detroit?
Hopefully soon. I'm gonna spread this brand as far as I can. So I'm actually getting ready to maybe do either a Queen GFN's tour or something. We were talking about that yesterday after the live television show taping that we did. I'm looking forward to coming to different cities, seriously. And definitely hit my Queen GFN's page on Facebook so you can follow the movement. And I'm like an open book. Like, I tell everybody where I'm at, where I'm going, what I'm doing, all of that stuff.
Detroit. I would love to put you on the website. I would love to, you know, hook you up for you doing your thing, because this is about the community of everybody, you know. Like, this is a culture.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. So hit my Queen G and Friends page on Facebook and let's connect.
All right. Have a great day.
Alistair,
all right, you too.
Sorry,
you too. I'd hate to cut you short, but we do have to keep the show going with a couple more callers.
All right, you guys have it going.
You too. All right, and Black Terror, who do we got next?
504-858 to live. Hey, this is Artistic Domino.
What's going on?
All right, how y'all doing?
Doing good, just joining the show. And
all right, shout out to Sante, shout out to you.
What's up with you?
Shout out to Eddie for inviting me here. You can reach for Beats at ART663@gmail.com and also for music, Black Blob Entertainment, SoundCloud at Black Blob Entertainment, and I got a little True on the other end. He'd like to speak. Go ahead, Latru. No, that's my artist. He a hot artist right now.
How y'all doing? Shout out to all y'all. Hey, shout out to you too, my dude. We appreciate you calling in. Oh yeah.
We called.
So why don't you let us know real quick what your name is and where we can find you at? Okay, say it again. Quick, once again, so we know who we're speaking with.
Your name.
Oh yeah, I'm Latru. I'm from Dow, Louisiana.
All right. And what would you say your style of rapping is? Are you a lyrical artist? Are you flow or just an all around animal?
I'm just all around animal.
All around animal.
If we had
time, I would have asked you guys to sit, but we literally have no time. So no time to drop anything. So would you like to throw your links out there once again so we know where to find you at? But,
you can find us at SoundCloud, Black Blob Entertainment, BLACKBLOBB Entertainment. And my Facebook is Facebook Art Domino 1. And our Instagram is Instagram Artistic Domino.
And
all right,
mine is go to GEAUX.
C-A-T-W. All right. I appreciate it. And if you guys call in next show, I'll make sure you have time to spit.
Yeah. Right. Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing. You too, Sante.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That was a good one. Later.
Good, you too.
Later.
All right. Before we get to our couple last few callers we have, Shantae, I actually have a question for you. Actually, at the earlier, towards the beginning of the show, I made an announcement that I have a friend of mine who actually, like, he's an inspiring producer. He makes beats, and he knows that, you know, I run the show, and he's like, hey, would there be any chance you could, you know, pass my music on? What would you say to any up-and-coming producers out there? Basically, like, what would you say to them is the best way or the best resource that you would know of to, like, how could they get their beats out there a lot quicker? And because his dream is to, he wants to make beats for somebody in the industry, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously we're not talking Dr. Dre or anything like that, but his dream is to make beats for, you know, some artist that will make it big time one day.
My answer to that, the best way I feel nowadays to get your music heard and out there is to network, network, network. And I say that because, like, okay, my hubby is a producer, and he does, like, film production and stuff like that. He's always looking for music to put behind promotional videos and do the pictures with the visual to the music. You understand? So you got someone like him that is always looking for music. You just got to get in the right trenches and continue to network and talk to people and get the word out about what you're doing. Get on social media. You know what I'm saying? Spread the word. Always promote yourself. This is a different day and time, so we got to promote ourselves. You understand? There's not the budgets that it used to be back in the day, so we gotta do our things for our own selves. And with that being said, that's my, you know what I'm saying, my instruction on that is, like, just to get out there and network, 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 network. That's it. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. And I totally agree with that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, network is like the basic, that's like our biggest resource, you know, nowadays. I just sit there and think to myself, as big as Pac and them already were, you know, there was no Facebook and stuff back when Pac was alive. Just as big as he already was, imagine how even bigger he would be if he was around when we had Facebook and all this other social media stuff. Like, it would be insane how, you know, even more huge he would be, you know what I'm saying?
Real quick, I know the show is wrapping soon, but I had Spice One on my show the other day. He was really good friends with Tupac, and he brought that up and talked about how nowadays utilize, you know what I'm saying, the social media aspect that we have, utilize that forum to the fullest. We don't have to go out on the street as hard and hit it and sell CDs, contact to contact, person to person. You got all these links and social sites, and we have to utilize that. So, you know what I mean? And that's out of the mouth that was friends with Tupac, someone that has hit songs out and all that stuff. Spice One, I don't know if you guys know, but he was big back in that era with Tupac and all them. And he was also good friends with Tupac. And we talked about that the other day on the show, how different it is. And we have to play this social media card to the fullest.
Definitely, definitely. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to try to get at least maybe two more callers on. If there's time, I do have one track I want to end on.
Definitely.
All right, Black Terror, who do we got next?
810-835, you're live. Yo, what's up? It's Carlito 810 from Flint, Michigan.
How you doing, my dude, Carlito?
Chilling. What's going on? How you doing? How you doing, Chantel?
Hey, what's up? What's up with you? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I talked to you before and your brother.
Oh, okay. Which one? You talked to Joe Corleone?
Yep, Corleone. Yep.
Yeah.
Joe Corleone. My question to you is, how many siblings do you have?
Total, I have, let me see, 3, 4. I have 5 total. Outside of myself, it's 6 of us. It's 6 of us all together. And Tyrese is my mama's baby.
Baby boy.
So,
I mean, come on.
He really
baby boy.
Is. Yes, he really is baby boy, for real.
if Tyrese is ever, if he ever hears this, make sure you let him know that we would like to see you, him, and the whole entire family in a movie. That's something I would like to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, as humble as you all are, that would be awesome.
That's dope.
Go ahead. Ladies first.
I've been to several of his premieres. Like, I went to Fast, you know, too. I went to Transformers. I've, like, been to some of those premieres. Those premieres are crazy. Just being there in the atmosphere of all the fans coming out and the madness of it all. It's just so insane, man, to see people come out and honor my brother like that. Like, it's weird because I grew up in the house with him. You know what I'm saying?
We just
homies and siblings, and we got our blood tie, and we real cool with each other. But to see people just, like, admire him in that way, it's weird sometimes.
Well, you know, right. Like I followed your brother's career because I've always thought he's the cool dude. I liked his acting. And, I mean, I first liked his singing because, you know, I remember first seeing him on a Coke commercial. You know what I'm saying?
That was like over 20 years ago.
He did that Coke commercial. Yeah, I've been in the game a long time. See, actually, it was funny you said Spice One. I was with this group when I was 16 called Rough or Rugged. In our first video, the director of Spice One's Ghetto directed our video, too.
Man,
so,
Spice One is the coolest cat. Man, him, Bushwick Bill, them sitting in on my panel on my show, man, they was dropping so many knowledge nuggets. I just left there on a high. Like, I didn't know what to do because they were just so smart, so hella cool, and just, it's like, they legends in the game for the reason. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. So I just want to give out my links and everything. I have an album out. It's called Born Identity. It's in all, all net stores. It's in Google Play, Amazon, Napster, all the iTunes, all that is here. It's overseas. I got a new album coming out in about a month. It's called Born Ultimatum. It'll also be available in the same stores, or you can get it at im810.com. That's im810.com. You can reach me at Twitter, at Carlito810, Instagram, at Carlito810, YouTube, Carlito810. And, I got some projects coming out. I got this project with my own group. Matter of fact, Rough and Rugged, the one that we were signed to Arista back in the day, we're doing a new project called Def OJ. So that should be hitting about this summer. And for the shoots, about 3 videos. And I'm about to do a promo video in like 2 weeks. So that'll be hitting YouTube, too. And it's actually a Shotta's freestyle over Juelz Santana Shotta's instrumental. So I did a little joint to that, so just like a little 30 bar promo, not too much, but I just got some things. I got a show on the 18th in Detroit at Bullfrogs with Mr. Run Tell That and Royal Crush Keisha. Got a show that's on the 18th, so make sure y'all come out, and hopefully I will be having my records on hand, because I'm kind of making like a release party also. So that's what I'm doing.
Definitely. And I always appreciate you calling into the show, Carlito. It's always a blast when you're on, and you're one of my favorite ones that I've actually had on the show. Remember the show we did together? That stuff was lit.
Oh,
the callers were bringing the bars, and
right, definitely. Yeah, we had a good time. I always have a good time when I call her. Whoever, anytime I talk to Chantel, she always has good knowledge, and she just bubbly, so it's always good to hear her. There's so many people. There's so many people so down because the industry can get you like that if you choose it to be. I try to keep an upbeat attitude myself because I'm trying to achieve a lot of things and I see it coming. I just got to stick to it. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people get frustrated. I love it. Hip hop saved my life. You know what I'm saying? I'd be dead or in jail if it wasn't for hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So, music is worldwide, and I think that's the only thing, that's the main thing that can heal everybody is music, because we all love music, no matter where you at, what race you are, what color, what language you speak. Hip hop is all over. Everybody loves hip hop, and I think that's why they're mad about it, because rock and roll couldn't do it. Nobody could do it like hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So we keep that together. We could bring the world together if we quit playing. I'm surreal.
Definitely, nothing but love, Carlito 810. I definitely want to try to get one more caller. So, is there anything else you want to add?
Shout out Black Tier, man. We always make it happen, man. I appreciate him. He's a good brother. Shout out you, Brad, man. I appreciate you. You always supporting everything. And I'm gonna leave you with this. IM810.com. IM810.com. And that's it.
All right, definitely. We appreciate it, Carlito.
For sure, man. Y'all have a good one.
You too. All right, guys. We're going to try to get to maybe at least one.
You ready? The Brad, ready?
Giving me the fucking finger.
Say that for your fucking. Hey, Brad, you ready?
Hey. Yeah, we're here.
All right, I got 414-414-499, you're live.
What's going on? This Hootie Hoot. Milwaukee,
Wisconsin. Hey, what's going on?
I called. Not much, man. I'm
Johnny, links you on for
Alder? Say that again, man.
You got any links you want to throw out there?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. Hootie, Hooty, 414 on SoundCloud. Follow me on Instagram, _ Hootie Hoo, Hooty, Hoo. And all my other social media is the same thing. Yeah, I rap, I write poems, write songs, all that. But, yeah, I'm mostly a poet and rapper.
All right. And I don't know if you heard, but we got a special guest, Shante Renee Gibson, on the line with us. Is there any questions you have for her?
Yeah. What's the hardest part about this industry?
Haters.
It's Hootie, 414.
Haters. I'm going to say because it's unfortunate, you know, everybody don't believe in your dream and your vision. And people really actually attack you as you climb up the ladder of success. And that's the hardest part for me because I'm sensitive to people, fans, people around me, that whole thing. And when people don't, you know, they don't believe in you or whatever, it kind of nudges you a little bit. You know what I mean? But you learn to kind of let that bounce off of you and you move forward and you continue to walk in your purpose. And you know what I'm saying? You have to live by the action of what you put out, and that's what's more important than anything. So you kind of get past that by way of the good that you put out versus what people feel or think about you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. Now, what would you recommend in order for me to get my music played?
You can email me to Let's Go to Work Entertainment at Gmail. I have 2 radio shows, and I can play your music, put it in queue. Also, social media. I'm telling everybody, stick close to social media. Put your find groups on Facebook that, you know, allow you to place your stuff on there and put your music, put your links. I got this other page called Let's Go to Work Entertainment Network. We have over 1,300 members in there. And it's a promotional page for people like yourself, artists, people that are in the business. It's all promotional. So you can put SoundClouds, iTunes, anything like that. You can put your YouTube footage on there, and it's a possibility of getting over 1,300 people to look at it. So
Also, our show, if you want your music on our show as well, all we ask in return is you go like the 802 Radio fan page, you know, show us love. We return the favor, and we'll do a co-host slot even if you wanted. You come on, you co-host the show just like Miss Gibson here, and, you know, we'll play your music and interview you the whole time. Just go like the fan page, and the moment we have an opening, we'll definitely make it happen.
Okay, cool. That's dope, man. Appreciate y'all.
I appreciate it. And the show wraps up in 2 minutes, so is there anything else you want to add?
Shout out Kickstand Music. That's my movement. Shout out Shamika. She's the reason I'm rapping right now. And shout out to my auntie Kim. She told me about this radio, so I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her.
All right, for sure. And definitely call in every other Monday at 6:30 p.m., my dude, and I'll definitely put you back on.
Okay, cool.
I appreciate it. All right, Black Tear, can we give one more, do you think?
Yeah, I've got 313-918, you're live.
Yo, Black Tie Radio, man. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? What's your name? Where you from?
Louis Ben.
Hey, what's going on, my man?
Hey, man, it's been crazy lately. I just hit 100K views last week, and I am, like, extra viral right now, man. Crazy out here.
That's what's up, man, and I don't want to rush you, my dude, but we literally have 1 minute, so if you can throw any links out there, try to do it as quick as possible.
Instagram, LOUIBANDZTV. YouTube, Louis Benz, LOUIBANDZ, man. Take me
all
out.
All right, my man. And like I said before, I don't know if you heard earlier, but if you want any of your music on, just go like the 802 Radio fan page and we'll make it happen. I didn't want to rush you, but we literally are, like, shows done in, like,
it's
a few seconds.
Cool, man.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right, Blacktop.
Say it again.
Are you ready for one more?
Yep, go ahead.
313-303, you're live. We want 303. Okay, that's it.
All right, well, we appreciate the you calling in, Shantae. I'm sorry for the misunderstanding. You know, I should have told you Eastern Standard Time, but with the whole show, I got nervous and forgot. So.
Oh, it's all good, bro. Thank you for having me on. Thank you, Black Tear, Eddie Powell, for always having me, and I appreciate you guys, seriously. Thank you for all the exposure and the interview. I appreciate it, and I will have you on my show soon as well. So let's make it happen.
Right, thank you very much, and once again, as you said, thank you to Black Tear as well for giving all us a chance, you know, not just us hosts, but artists in general, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Black Tear as well, and y'all stay safe and have a wonderful night. Peace.
Good night.